The title of this shiur is Can AI Be a Posek? In the future, AI will be able not just to answer halakha questions, but maybe we'll get to the point where AI, artificial intelligence, will be able to reason independently and apply the rationale of prior rulings to future situations. And the question is, what if it learns to think like a rabbi? In these situations, can AI paskin new halakha questions that arise? And maybe, should we be obligated to listen to AI if we believe that it will be more correct than a human being? And let me be clear, I'm not speaking about whether a computer could be a rabbi. To be a rabbi involves communal authority. That's a debate, for example, about whether a woman can be a rabbi. That's not our topic. Our topic is not whether a computer can become a rabbi, having communal authority. A woman can, it's pretty clear, a woman can paskin a shayla, the Pisrei Tshuva, Choshe Mishpat, Siman Zayin, Sif Katan Hay. There he says explicitly that Isha Chachama Yichol Lahoros Hora'a, that a woman can respond to halacha queries if she is knowledgeable. The question is, can a computer do that? In the future, if the computer gathers all information, can you ask a computer a new shaila that hasn't arisen, that just arises, and the computer will apply all the information that it has been given to provide an answer? I think there are at least four ways to approach this question. The first approach is that AI cannot issue a halachic ruling because it is too subjective for a non-human to understand. There is a distinction between halachic reference and halachic ruling. A halachic reference is when someone directs people to existing rulings. For example, what does the Mishnah Berurah say? What does Shulchan Aruch say? What does Rav Moshe Feinstein say? For this, AI can be helpful as a halachic reference. But a halachic ruling involves applying existing halachic rulings to new cases and new situations. And even if AI can develop computers that can behave like human beings and can apply existing law to new situations, it's still not human. For example, when there's a machlokas between two halachic authorities, how do you decide? How does AI decide with which posek should we side? And even if it could decide, there are so many subjective elements in coming to a psak. Halacha is not rigid, it's flexible, it's fluid, depending on the situation. There are principles such as shas adchak, pressing circumstance, and hefsed, financial loss, hefsed gadol, major loss. What is the definition of each of these categories as it applies to various situations? How do you calculate a person's health, family situation, community standards, personal history? There's so many subjective factors that are beyond the understanding of AI. It's like in the medical field, we say, treat the patient, not the disease, because you need to see the full picture. Similarly, in passing halachic shayla, you need to deal with each person in his or her own subjective situation. That's beyond the understanding of AI. There is an emotional component that a human being has when issuing psak that does not exist with computers. A human has intuition, and AI does not. And sometimes, perhaps a rabbi will ask more questions. Let's say you were to ask a shayla to a rabbi. Then the rabbi may ask more questions and try to get more information. And who says a computer will know how to do that? According to the first approach, why AI, even if it has the ability to think critically, to think analytically, to use existing law to apply for future situations, we can respond that there is so much subjectivity to a halachic shayla that it would seem almost impossible for AI, even with machine learning, to know how to evaluate these very subjective elements of psak. That's the first, perhaps, way that we can look at why AI as a posek would be problematic. The question, though, is what if AI becomes so sophisticated that it develops the personality of a human being and can take into consideration all the factors that a human being would? What if we test the computer with 100 new halakha questions and it gets it right every time, right meaning it gets the answer that top posting would provide. What if it would give an answer that in this community you paskin like this, and in that community you paskin like Y? Let's say we get to a point where computers could paskin as good, or if not better than top posting with all the subjective elements. What if we can train AI to ask follow-up questions? What if we can train AI to factor in all human elements, or be able to explore people's facial expressions so they can understand all the different subjective elements of a Shiloh? So perhaps we have to go to a different way of analyzing why perhaps AI as opposed to could be problematic. The second approach could be that AI has no siyata dishmaya, that a posik needs to have siyata dishmaya assistance from above. The Gemara in Sota, Daf Dalud Amud Beis, tells us that Ben Azai knew the shear, the amount of time it would take to have relations. And the Gemara asked, but Ben Azai never had relations. And this was learned from experience. But he never experienced it. So one of the answers in the Gemara, it says, Sod Hashem li Reav, that Hashem sort of provides, teaches those people who are God-fearing his secrets. And the argument based on this is that a posek, a halachic authority, requires divine assistance, what we call siyata dishmaya. And Ben Azai, for example, had siyata dishmaya to understand this particular issue of how long it takes to have relations. There is a Mishnah in Sanhedrin that states that if you prophesize about what you didn't hear, then that's a capital crime. Ah, but everyone knows that there's no nevuah, no prophecy nowadays. So, nevertheless, there may not be prophecy, but there is something called siyata dishmaya, the rivet, in Hilchos Shofar, velulav, sukkah velulav, in Perek Ches Halacha Hey, when discussing about a hadas she niktam rosho, a hadas that the top of the hadas was clipped off, so the rivet, the Rambam says it's kosher, and the rivet writes, Kvar hofia ruach hakodesh beveis midrashenu mikama shonim velinu shu pasul kistam mishnaseyu. The rabbi writes that there was a ruach hakodesh in our base medrash for many years, and it taught us essentially that this niktam rosho, this hadas of niktam rosho, is pasul, is invalid. So we see the rabbi talks about this type of ruach hakodesh siyata dishmaya going on in his base medrash. And so even though the Mishnah in Sanhedrin writes that if you prophesy about what you didn't hear, then that's a capital crime. And nowadays, everyone knows no such thing as Nevuah, but that's not true necessarily. There is such a thing as Ruach HaKodesh, the Chassam Sofer, and Or Chaim Simon, Reish Ches, speaks about this concept of Siyata Dishmaya. They're in Ruach HaKodesh, that's what Osniel ben Kenaz was Zocha merited to learn a lot of halachos, even though naturally he couldn't achieve that. There's an element of, according to this, there's a Gemara in Bava Basra, which says that even though Nevuah was taken from the Nevi'im, Nevuah wasn't taken from Chachamim. What that means is that there is some type of Nevuah, type of siyata dishmaya that Chachamim have. So, and in fact, there's a story from the Noda Yehuda where that he went to, when he came to Prague to go for a prabha, to be accepted as a Rav, they wanted to ask him a lot of questions, see if he would get it right. And he got all of them right, except for one. And they asked him, why didn't you get this question right? He says, because it wasn't a practical question. This particular question wasn't halacha lamaisa. It wasn't a practical question. Therefore, I didn't have siyata dishmaya. And so this whole notion of siyata dishmaya is that God will help a rabbi reach the appropriate conclusion, but will not assist the computer. So therefore, according to this argument, you can't have a computer pasking shilas because the computer lacks the necessary siyata dishmaya that a rabbi would have. rabbis have siyata dishmaya, but Kapir doesn't have siyata dishmaya in issuing halachic rulings, and you need siyata dishmaya. However, this is not such a, this may not be such a strong argument. Question is, maybe the person who's feeding the computer the information has the siyata dishmaya. Avershel Schachter said in a podcast, he said that the purpose of siyata dishmaya is to protect a fallible human being from making a mistake. But a computer doesn't require siyata dishmaya if it's programmed the correct way. So therefore, according to the first approach, maybe AI will not take into consideration all subjective factors. Well, what if they can come up with a computer that can take into consideration all subjective factors? Second approach is the computer doesn't have siyata dishmaya. Well, Schachter held that siyata dishmaya only protects someone who is fallible from making mistakes. What if a computer is created that doesn't make mistakes? There's a third approach. I saw a Rabbi Gill student write that another reason why you can't have an AI passing shaila is because it's not part of the covenantal community. There is a mitzvah, the smak, right? It's in mitzvah kuf yud aleph. Says that there's a mitzvah doraisa to based on the Kohanim to teach B'nai Yisrael. There's a mitzvah that the Kohanim lahoros is B'nai Yisrael. But it's not just that the Kohanim do this. It's a mitzvah in general that anyone who is capable of issuing a halachic ruling should issue a halachic ruling. There's a religious obligation to paskin shailas. It's an act of religious devotion. It's a fulfillment of a divine command to issue a halachic ruling if you're capable. So according to this approach, a non-Jew cannot serve as a posek, even if he knows a lot of information, because he is not part of the religious community. A Jewish man, a Jewish woman, or a child can create a halachic reality and serve as a posek. Someone outside the halachic covenant cannot create the halachic reality, a new shaila, and therefore cannot serve as a posek. In other words, according to this third approach, the reason why AI cannot be a posek is that AI can serve as a halachic reference by gathering relevant sources, proposing different approaches to answering a question. But the human Jewish posek must perform the mitzvah of delivering the halachic ruling. So the question is, do we pass like this smak? If we pass like this smak, it would seem that this would be a reason why AI cannot serve as a posek, because you need a human being to serve as a posek. But perhaps for me at least, the strongest reason why I would oppose AI from being a posek is that the halachic process must be a human endeavor. You need a human being to issue a psak because it's crucial to not simply come up with a psak, but it's crucial for that is the process of halachic engagement with halachic analysis. That's something that humans should do. So as an example, the Maharal was opposed to the codification of halacha in the form of the Shulchan Aruch because he wanted people to engage in the analysis of Gemaras and come to their own conclusion. He writes this in the Siv HaTorah Perek Tesvav. Process is more important than actually reaching any objectively correct conclusion. I'll just give two other examples where we find this concept of the supremacy of process over objective truth. For example, the Drush HaSaran in Drush Hay explains the debate between Rabbi Eliezer and the majority of the Chachamim in the case of the Tanur Shel Achnai about whether the oven of Achnai was Tameh or Tahor. And Rabbi Eliezer was able to summon all these miracles to demonstrate that he was right. And even a voice from heaven came down and said that the Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. And the Ran writes that we pass like the Chachamim against Rabbi Eliezer, even though they might not be objectively correct. Objectively, Rabbi Eliezer was correct, but the Torah says, Achrei Ram Lahatos, you follow the majority. In other words, we follow process over accuracy. Second example is the fact that Torah Shebaal Peh was originally not written down until Rabbi Yehuda Nasi saw that it was necessary to create a halacha code so that Torah should not be forgotten. But originally, and ideally, Torah Sheval Peh should not have been written down. There's a debate as to the nature of the prohibition. So for our purposes, the position of the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael says in the Gemara in Tmur, Daf Yudal Amud Beis, Ksov Lecha es Hadvar Ma'ela. You should write down these things. Eila Takol, say if you should write down these things, Torah Shebichsav, V'Eina Takol Sev Halachos, but you shouldn't write the Halachos, meaning the Mishnayos and the rest of Torah Sheval Peh. And the Ritva explains that if someone, the why is that, why shouldn't you write down Torah Sheval Peh? Because if someone orally recites the written word, then he might not capture the essence of each word. It might sound the same, different words, if it's said orally, but some words, let's say, written with a vav in one place, and some words are not written with a vav in another place. A word cannot be fully expressed orally without seeing the word. However, there is no halachic significance to the exact spelling of words in the Torah Sheval Peh. So why is it forbidden to do so? The Ritva explains that if I study the written text by reading it, I will not internalize the material. I won't know the material well. But if I memorize material, then I will be forced to internalize the material so that Torah becomes very clear. In other words, the benefits of internalizing the material outweighs the benefits of precision. Better don't write down the text and perhaps forget the exact wording as long as it requires more from me to memorize the material so that I will truly understand it. In other words, according to Ritva, engagement with the text, with the halacha, wins out over accuracy. That's why originally, don't write down Torah Sheval Peh, so you'll internalize the material, you'll be engaged with the material, more so than simply, if you're allowed to written down, and leave it as a reference book. Perhaps if we can simply ask the question to AI, we may achieve greater accuracy, but we will lack human engagement. What is the value of human engagement? So first, you have the Rebbe-Talmud relationship. Torah is not just about learning information about what to do. It's about connecting to people and developing relationships with people. It's about community building through the Rebbe-Talmud relationship. It's related, perhaps, to the issue now of Rabbi Google versus the local Rabbi Paskening and the impact that it has on more accessibility through Google versus the weakening of rabbinic authority. Is decentralization of halakhic authority good or bad for Judaism? We are a religion of Mesorah, though, through human interaction. And therefore, we need a human being to be a posek to make that connection. That is the advantage of human engagement, human psak, rather than plugging in a question and getting it from a computer. Secondly, we are a religion of engagement with Torah. That's why Torah's lo b'shamayim hi. It's not in heaven. That's why ideally Torah Sheval Peh should not be written down. The goal is not simply to know what to do, but to be constantly engaged in Limud HaTorah, even if we sacrifice accuracy in doing so. So that we humans need to do the application of halacha to new situations to allow the engagement to take place. Rabbi Soloveitchik once asked, how can we recite the bracha of Lasuk with Divrei Torah to cover all the Torah that we learn each and every day? We spend time doing other pursuits. Don't other pursuits constitute a hefsek, an interruption between the bracha and the learning of Torah, such that when we get back to, if we, let's say, learn Torah right after davening, and then 5 hours later we learn Torah again, maybe we should recite a new bracha when we learn Torah again. And he explains that even if we don't have an acute awareness of Torah 24 hours a day, we should always have a latent awareness of Torah, even when we're not studying Torah. He writes, quote, when a mother plays with her child, there's an acute awareness of the child. But even when the mother works at a job or is distracted by some other activity, there's a natural latent awareness of her child's existence. This latent awareness remains throughout her entire lifetime and can never be extinguished. It is expressed in commitment, devotion, and a feeling of identification, a feeling that I and the baby are one. The infant is the center of gravity of the parents' lives. They feel that they cannot be without their child. The same is true with regards to Torah. There may not be an acute awareness of Torah for 24 hours each day, but the latent awareness never ceases. See, according to this approach, we always have to be thinking, and we can never outsource our thinking to a computer, even if it may be able to give us all the answers. So just to summarize, AI can certainly be used as a technical reference. I suggested 4 objections to AI as a posek. Meaning applying the existing body of halacha to new situations. So first of all, AI currently does not have the capability to evaluate subjective, nuanced aspects of every situation. But of course, what if it will have that capability in the future? Number two, AI may not have siyata dishmaya, but maybe it doesn't need it depending on how it's programmed. Number three, it might be a mitzvah only for someone from our covenantal community to fill the mitzvah of paskening a shayla. So if we pasken that that's the halacha, then it would seem you need a human being to do so. It would seem that way. And finally is that, and I find this argument to be most persuasive, is that we might need the engagement of a human being because process is more important than accuracy. Because we need that Rebbe Talmud relationship, and engagement in Torah is more crucial than accuracy. My hope and bracha is that we use AI and technology in general as tools to further develop our connection with our Holy Mesorah and with the Kadosh Baruch Hu to live an elevated existence of Kedusha.